I was telling one last night that you haven't heard, I don't think, of a man that was looking for death for 4,000 years. And he finally discovered death. It happened, so I read. I didn't see it myself, but some years ago the news came out that in the museum, Natural Museum in London, when the keeper opened the door in the morning to an apartment where there were Egyptian mummies that had been there for 4,000 years, from Moses' time and Joseph's time, they found one of them that had been broken open. And alongside of that mummy, they found the corpse of a man, a middle-aged man, dressed in white and with white shoes, and he was quite dead. And in his hand, he held a bottle with some poison in it. And then they pieced the story together that 4,000 years ago, this man lived in Egypt, and he had a sweetheart he was very fond of. And he was a very cunning one of these magicians that opposed Moses. He had invented a poison, or rather a medicine that would make you live forever. So he said, honey, just think, we're going to live forever. What a wonderful time we're going to have. You know how they are when they honey at the honeymoon. Of course, I don't know how it would sound after 4,000 years. But anyway, they were going to live forever. But in the meantime, she became unfaithful to him, and she got another sweetheart. And this other sweetheart didn't like the idea of having a bride that would live after he was dead. So he invented an antidote that would undo that elixir that made people live forever. And she, stupid as she was, she drank that elixir, and so they both died in each other's arms, and they were mummified, and the elixir was put in her mummy so that nobody could get hold of it. And he had still some of that eternal stuff. And so he walked through the earth, and he was looking for that mummy. He said, now he couldn't die. And for 4,000 years, that fellow sought that antidote. And finally, he found it in the Museum of Natural History in London when he found that mummy, and he found out that was his sweetheart. Had been there 4,000 years, and the bottle was still in that mummy. So he went in there, and he hid himself behind the pillars, and then when the place was locked at night, he opened the mummy, and he took out the stuff, and he drank it, and that's how they found him next morning. Entered into rest, and he had the bottle still in his hand. Now, you know, I thought that thing talked to me. It was a real chestnut for me. If a man is willing to look for death for 4,000 years, how ought we to come to a meeting like this where Jesus Christ has an elixir to give eternal life, life more abundant. Hallelujah.